First of all, I'm not entirely sure that in all cases crypto deals with the anonymity issue. I mean, in terms of publicly posted information at these message boards, for instance. I think it's very difficult right now to predict where the crypto debate is going. I mean, I think most of us in Washington think that there is probably going to be incremental progress. I guess there already has been if you look over the last few years over the increases in strength of what can be exported. More and more important people in Congress seem to be coming around to the crypto reform side of things. Although there's you know no perfect vehicle. I mean, for instance, the SAFE Act, which is currently the popular crypto reform vehicle in the House, contains a provision that would make it a crime to use encryption in furtherance of a felony. My organization is very opposed to that provision, and we're not convinced that that's a good trade-off to say we'll loosen export controls a little, but we'll create the first domestic crypto crime that we've ever had. So it's really difficult to say at this point what's progress and what isn't. And of course, outside of Congress, there's the Bernstein case that's pending in the courts. The Ninth Circuit has already ruled that the export controls violate the First Amendment. That case is now going to be reheard by the full Ninth Circuit, and it's likely that the case will eventually end up at the Supreme Court. So we try not to focus too much on just Congress because we think that this is a war that needs to be fought on all fronts, and so far the courts seem to be doing better with the issue than Congress is. Yes. Yeah, I mean, this is something we've worried about for the last 10 years, that, you know, all you need is a plane to blow up and the FBI to say a week later, we had intercepted the plans, but they were encrypted. And if we had the real-time decryption capability that we say we want, we would have prevented this disaster. If that happens, I think all bets are off, whether that story's true or not. So, I mean, we have been sort of holding our breath for almost the last 10 years since this issue first really started to come to a head in Washington. And I'm actually a little surprised that we haven't been told that story yet. Yes, I still would not rule it out. To the extent it could be made illegal. I mean, yes, it could be made illegal. How practical will that prohibition be? I have real doubts. The Secure Public Networks Act that was introduced last Congress by Senators McCain and Kerry is dead. McCain has now flipped, and he is a supporter of crypto reform. Yes.
Another question about the Jan Null subpoenas. If NISP is stolen by their action, can they not say, we don't have a customer named Jan Null? Take this back where you got it.
They could, but unfortunately, thus far, the ISPs and the websites have not been particularly interested in going to bat for their users or subscribers. They basically throw up their hands and they say, you know, we're either going to disclose the information or we're going to punt it to the subscriber. And the way things stand right now, that the latter is the best scenario as far as I'm concerned. At least say to the subscriber, this is going on. If you want to deal with this, deal with it. Correct. Although I have heard, and I have not yet been able to confirm this, that apparently there has been a case in which AOL itself has challenged a subpoena. Now, it's not actually that hard to imagine that such a scenario could come about. I mean, let's say AOL receives a subpoena for 1,000 or 10,000 user identities because somebody wants to market to AOL subscribers. At that point, AOL is going to say, wait a minute, these guys are ours. We're not just giving their names to you. So I think we can foresee situations where a subpoena could be so abusive that even the ISP would object. But thus far, their position has pretty much been hands off. Yes. Is the question whether there have been cases where a user has basically tried to hold an ISP liable for disclosing their identity? Not to my knowledge. And in fact, I mean, it might not be directly what you're referring to, but ISPs have an exemption from liability, specifically in federal law. It was actually part of the Communications Decency Act that wasn't struck down, the so-called Good Samaritan provisions, which allows ISPs to police the content on their systems without then becoming liable for what remains. So, for instance, if an AOL subscriber defames somebody, AOL cannot be sued as knowingly transmitting or keeping up that information. Anything else? Yes.